For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. The Ministry of Comfort. Just as Jesus was touched with the feelings of our infirmities, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ should be touched by the sorrows that people experience and offer comfort in those times of need. When individuals we have a connection with go through valley experiences, we have a unique opportunity. As we reach out with solace and support, we offer those who are sorrowing a glimpse of the goodness of God, His love for them, His care for every aspect of their lives, and His unchanging character. We are living expressions of the fact that the one who has already borne our griefs and carried our sorrows is willing to walk with them through this difficult time. There is one requirement for successful ministry to those who need comfort. We must have the genuine love of God in our hearts toward them. It is a privilege to make ourselves available where there is a need, and the encouragement we offer will not only be a blessing to those needing comfort, it will also be a blessing to us. Those who are dying and those who have been recently bereaved are in special need of comfort and reassurance. Death and funerals may take place at a time when it is inconvenient for us to be present, but the Bible tells us that we are to weep with them that weep. Thus, we must be quick to temporarily set aside our other duties in order to reach out to the dying individual and or close family. When death seems to be near for one we are visiting, we should remain with the individual and the family if at all possible. We are there as a representative of a loving God as well as a personal friend. Our presence demonstrates the concern that is felt not only by us, but by all the family of God. It will speak volumes to the suffering family whether or not they verbalize their feelings. If we are not present with the family at the time of death, we should go to the home as soon as possible to comfort the family and to extend the Christian compassion that means so much to those in sorrow. We do not need to address the subject of the funeral at that time. We initially go with the purpose of offering support and spiritual comfort. The necessary arrangements generally can begin the next day or so. The Word of God is the best message we can take to those who are in need of comfort, assuring them that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. It will be helpful to have some comforting passages in mind when we call upon one who is nearing eternity or meet with the family of one whose loved one has just passed away. We should watch for an opportunity to offer to read an appropriate portion of Scripture. As we converse with the sorrowing family, it is our privilege to point them beyond what we call death and into eternity. Dying is not the end. If we are saved, it is the door through which we pass into a larger, fuller life. There, God Himself shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. As Christians, we have a hope of being reunited with our loved ones at the rapture of the church, and this is a great comfort. Pastors and ministers who have had experience in the ministry of comfort share the following principles. Offer to pray. Bring the family members and all those who will be impacted by the loss before the throne of God, asking specifically for God's comfort, peace, and strength for all those present in the difficult hours ahead. Our prayer will remind them of the place where they can find support. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. If the deceased individual was a Christian, thank God for the glorious day approaching when we will all be reunited in heaven. Be sensitive to nonverbal cues. The family may wish to have time alone with the one who has just passed away, or they may prefer to have someone with them for the first hour or two. Be alert to cues. If you are unable to discern the family's preference, feel free to quietly inquire. Do not be afraid of emotion or tears. These are a natural human response to loss. Do not try to cheer up the bereaved. The grieving family members should not feel they must stifle their emotions in front of you. In fact, shared pain can sometimes be easier to bear, so grieve together. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Let the family voice their feelings. This is not the time for us to share our regard for the person who has passed away. Although we will want to express our compassion for the family's loss and offer to help in any way we can, we mainly should listen to the loved ones of the deceased, letting them say whatever they want. Ask how you can help. Let the family know you would be happy to help in any way possible. Take care of practical details as you are able, especially if the close family members are having difficulty coping or knowing what to do next. Do be careful not to assume a responsibility the family should deal with or make decisions that belong to the family unless asked to do so. You may wish to offer to contact the funeral home or to accompany them when they go to make funeral arrangements. Quietly assess unspoken needs. If immediate family members or elderly themselves have small children or have other circumstances which would limit their ability to make arrangements and function in the days following the death, consider ways the church family might be able to offer assistance. Perhaps you or a member of the congregation could make meals, arrange child care, take the bereaved spouse to appointments, help sort through financial matters, etc. Know the stages of grief. Grief specialists have identified 5 stages that individuals generally go through as they process their loss. These stages are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally, acceptance. While those with faith in God do not sorrow as others which have no hope, even Christians may move through some or all of these stages in some manner. It is important to check in on the bereaved person throughout the steps of grieving. Recognize that everyone copes differently. People deal with grief in different ways and on different schedules. Realize, and perhaps even verbalize, that there is no right or wrong way to go through the loss of a loved one. The important thing is to know that God understands, He cares, and He will walk with them through every step of this journey. Continue support after the funeral. While there is usually an outpouring of support immediately following a death, family members may be left alone with their grief after the funeral is over. For some people, there is a tendency to withdraw from the rest of the world and shut down. It is very comforting when we reach out to those who grieve in the weeks and months following a death, letting them know that we are praying for them. A call, note, or email from time to time will be much appreciated. The first holidays and anniversaries without a loved one can be especially difficult, and it is heartwarming at such times to know that others remember your loss. Talk about the deceased. Some may hesitate to discuss the deceased, supposing it will remind the bereaved of their loss and make them feel sad. However, though talking about the deceased may bring tears, many people say that it is comforting to know that others are thinking of the person who died too. We should not be afraid to share funny or warm anecdotes that show how important to you or wonderfully special the deceased person was. Be patient. The life and emotional landscape of one who has suffered loss changes, and sometimes that change is enormous. We may wish that he or she would move on, but we cannot speed the process of recovery. We must let people heal at the pace that feels right for them. Our role is not to judge, but to do our best to support, comfort, and encourage them as they adjust. We know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Counsel for ministers. Great care must be taken when it comes to financial matters at the time of a bereavement. Sometimes in the stressful period immediately following a death, family members hand over all sorts of decisions regarding financial matters, but later recognize that they relinquished too much of the decision-making because they were emotionally unsettled. it may be best to encourage the family to refrain from making any financial decisions beyond those that are immediately necessary until they have had time to adjust to their loss. The ministry of comfort is not restricted to times when a death has occurred. Many of these same principles of compassionate concern are necessary and useful when reaching out to families with wayward children, those facing diagnosis of a debilitating or disabling disease, or individuals who have been involved in an accident bringing injury or trauma, and other circumstances of this nature. See print version for some comforting scripture passages that would be appropriate to read when you minister to those who have just suffered a loss.